until they can get out.
Okay, so it takes place before they go on the honeymoon?
Yes, they have all kinds of things that they can.
Okay.
Tie on the back. And I said every Saturday we have a Mexican funeral, or not a funeral, but a wedding. And you always know that's it, because they have everything under the sun tied behind the cars, and they go up and down Main Street.
Were you chivalried?
No.
When you were married?
Oh. No. When we were married, we were in the courthouse, and the judge says, "I don't believe in the chivalry." He says, "I think it's just very wrong, and we're not going to do it," and he wouldn't have anything to do with it. But there was a lot of others. They got a man that had two mules and a wagon, and they put us in that, and we rode up and down the Main Street.
Oh.
And then they brought us back to the courthouse and had something for us to eat.
Okay. I wonder why he thought it was wrong.
Oh, he did. Oh, he thought that was awful thing. Awful. He wouldn't have a thing to do with it.
Well, I wonder why.
He was the judge.
Huh. Is it a bad thing to have a chivalry?
Well, it was. He just thought it was the wrong thing to do.
Okay. When you get married, the man who stands up with the groom, what's he called?
The grand, or the. Yes. What do they call the grand?
Use the word best man.
Yes, best man.
And how about the woman who stands with the
best woman?
The best woman. You ever call her the bridesmaid?
Well, sometimes I do.
Okay. Can you pronounce that?
B-R-I-D.
Just pronounce it for me.
Bridesmaid.
Okay. Do you ever listen to the radio? Do you ever listen?
I have radio, but I don't listen to it very much.
Why do people usually listen to the radio? What is it that they want to hear?
Well, they like the local things.
All right. What kind is it?
Well, like the news around.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What else could you hear if you listened to the radio?
Well, the music.
Okay. And I'm thinking about a musical instrument that you might play on your mouth.
A harp.
A harp? Okay. You ever hear it called a harmonica?
Yes.
Okay. Which do people use most around here?
Well, harmonica, I guess, mostly.
Instead of the other?
Yes.
Okay. And a thing that children play on when they're little that goes back and forth.
Oh, that's
It's on a full
swing.
Well, it's not something you swing.
Not really a swing, but
it's a piece of wood with a thing in the middle of it, and it goes back and forth.
A teeter tot.
Okay. And the part of it when you kill a chicken, there's a particular bone that people.
Wishbone.
Yes. Did you do that growing up?
Oh yes, I cut up several chickens.
Okay.
Learned how, but I haven't for quite a long time now.
What do people do with that, with the wishbone?
They wish.
All right. How do they do it?
One holds it on this side, one this side, and then they pull.
Okay. And the one who
the
gets...
The one that gets it, the longest one, is the one that wins.
Okay. Is that sort of would you call that a superstition?
Well, I guess.
Are there other kind of superstitions like that that people have around here that people might do?
Well, I don't know of any.
Do you have any superstitions?
No.
Okay. Okay. If a man had to carry, if the man had a huge sack of grain, let's say on the ranch or something, he had to carry. How would you describe that? If you were talking about him.
You mean he'd have to carry it on his back? Or?
Yeah. But how would you? What kind of expression would you use to say carry a heavy load? If you said I've got to carry